أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the loving, the merciful. It is really a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He had given us the success to continue the tafsir, the exegesis of the Holy Quran, and we began by Surah Yusuf. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet, his progeny, and him. In short, we said that Yusuf was one of the chosen ones by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of his purity, because of his patience, because of his tolerance in this world to the mundane issues of life. And that caused a jealousy among his brothers. Therefore, they plotted something against him. But from the perspective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to escalate such a person and to show the world that he is patient, that he is tolerant, he does not pay attention to mundane issues, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him through some tests. Therefore, his brother's plots became true. They threw him in the well. He was picked up by a convoy. He was sold to the Pharaoh. The wife of the Pharaoh, when he saw such a handsome, complete, grave, high, dignified boy, fell in love with him, and that caused Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, to not give in to this lady's demand. Therefore, they put him in prison without any sin or without any guilt. In the prison, he met two of the king's servants. One of them was like a cook, and the other one was the one that was giving the king and the surrounding drinks. They had a dream, and he explained the dream that you, the one that was the king's giver of the drinks, you will be saved and you will go back to your job, whereas the other person, he will be killed, and they will put him in the desert where the birds will come and eat from his brain. And then we said that as the person who was being saved was being taken to his master, to Pharaoh, to the king, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, told him, "You remember me when you go and you reach the king." From this perspective, inshallah ta'ala, let us continue. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ إِنِّي أَرَى سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ عِجَافٌ وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخرى يابسات يا أيها الملأ افتوني في رؤياي إن كنتم للرؤيا تعبرون. And inshallah ta'ala, we will continue. Now, as we said, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was in the prison. Then Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, after, in some of the narrated hadiths, they say that he was there for 14 years. SubhanAllah, 14 years of torture for something that a person had not done. 14 years of torture for Yusuf without any sin. Matter of fact, I guess this is easy in the history to search. Look at Imam al-Kadhim, a ma'asum, another ma'asum, what they have done to him. They also put him years and years in prison without any sin. And he is the Imam al-Ma'asum. He is an errorless, a faultless person, supported by the Ruh al-Qudus. Ya subhanAllah. He was in prison, and in the prison, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free him. Now, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle fell into the place in order to save Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, from the prison. Here, let me kind of go a little bit sideways, and inshallah, this story that I will be telling is one of the most beautiful stories about the success of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts things in perspective. As you know, brothers and sisters, we are studying the Holy Quran. We are making tafsir of the Holy Quran. The tafsir of the Holy Quran, this is the pure revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Truly may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the success and give you the success to listen to these words. But not everybody will have such a tawfiq, such a success, whether to hear or to talk. In a side story, one of the great mufassirin, one of the greatest tafsir writers, exegesis writers of the Holy Quran, his name is Al-Allama, the savant At-Tabarsi. He is truly a great savant. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. He had written a book of tafsir. The book of exegesis is called At-Tibyan. Do you know what is the story? How did he write this book? A book that it's been more than 600 years. Still, it is one of the highest books in tafsir. And people refer to his words. People refer to his sentences. What happened? Now, number one, the man was very pure. The man was virtuous. The man was studious. Sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his days, suddenly, probably he had a heart attack and he died. He fainted. People thought that he was dead. Now, you know, I'm not talking about today. This was almost 600 years ago. What do you think people do to the people that is dead? They take him to the person who's dead. They take him to Al-Maghaysal, the place that they wash him. They wash him, they hunut him, and they did. They think that this great Ayatollah was dead. So therefore, they took him to Al-Maghaysal, the place that they wash him. And they did the rituals from washing, hunut, and the coffin, you know, the clothes. They prayed on him. They dug the ground and they put him in the grave. And then they poured the dirt on top of him. Now, subhanAllah, he was not dead. They thought he was dead. What happened? In a short period of time, he became conscious. His unconsciousness went away. He came back to life. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts things together. Ya Allah, Ya subhanAllah. O Lord, Ya Allah, Ya Rabb, give us the success to continue the words of the revelations. Give us the success to say the right things, to educate ourselves and explain the true revelation, al-wahy al-ilahi, inshallah, ya Rabbi, ya Allah, ameen. The man, Ayatullah, the savant At-Tabarsi, was in the grave. Suddenly, he became conscious. He opened his eyes. He realized that he was tied. Immediately, he knew where he was. Being such a great person, he did not fear life. I mean, usually when a person is in that situation, and he imagines himself being in the grave. Probably it'll give him another heart attack, you know. But he didn't. He started talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he made a vow. He made a nadr, saying, "Oh Lord, Ya Allah, if I could get out of this dilemma, I will promise you that I will make a tafsir of your holy words." Subhanallah, as soon as this vow, this nadr took place, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent someone. Who was this someone? You know, sometimes usually also the thieves are useful. As you know, there are some people, they call it sariqul kafan. They kafanduz. You know, they steal the kafan and, you know, that shroud, that clothes that's around the person. And what they do is they go ahead and resell it. They make a little bit money. As soon as he finished up his vow, he heard that someone in an extreme hurry was digging the ground. Probably he had a shovel and he was taking the dirt away as fast as he could. Yes, subhanAllah, time went by. He did not say a word. He did not say anything. He did not make a sound until he reached the lahd, until he moved whatever he was supposed to be moving. And then when he realized that now he has sometimes, instead of saying something, he held the man's hand strongly. The man, out of fear, he wanted to run away. Shaykh Tabarsi, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, started speaking, saying, "Man, I am not dead. It has been a mistake. If you take me home, I will give you a great gift. I will give you a very nice gift." Somehow, the coffin does, the man who was stealing the coffin, became calmed, and he helped Ayatollah, the great savant Al-Allama Tabarsi, to his home. He went home, of course, he did not only rewarded this person by a good gift, but the better reward was that he became a pious person afterwards. That is a much, much better reward than the money or whatever he had. Yeah, subhanAllah. And then today, go ahead and ask about a book called At-Tibyan fi Tafsir al-Quran. You will see that it is there. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the jigsaw puzzles right next to each other in order to produce something. Now, if we also clean ourselves, we make ourselves virtuous, we intend good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the blessings that He has for us, He will put us in that line. Ya Allah, Ya Rab, our prayer is to Him, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give us success. Now let's see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to let Yusuf be out of prison. But not just be out of prison, but let him out of prison to hold one of the highest positions in the kingdom. That day, or one day, after Yusuf's prayer to get out of the prison, the king had a dream. What kind of a dream? The verse that we have read, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ, the king said, إِنِّي أَرَى سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ. He had a dream. What kind of a dream? The dream was this, that he had seen seven healthy, strong, fat cows was being ate by seven weak, thin, hungry cows. And also he saw seven plants, green and nice, being surrounded by other dry and weak. He had this dream. Suddenly, he woke up. He became afraid. What kind of a dream is this? So therefore, he called his advisors and he said, Ya ayyuhal mala, iftuni. Oh, my advisors, give me a fatwa. Give me an explanation. What did I read? What did I dream? What is the reading of this dream? If you know the translation of a dream. The advisors, what did they answer? قالوا, they said, the advisors said, أَضْغَاثُ أَحْلَامُ. What is the meaning of أضغاث? You know, أضغاث means something negligent, something irrelevant. It's just like a foam of, let's say, a drink or something. It's vain. And the vain dreams, you know, usually comes from a lot of worrying, thinking about a certain thing. One of our imams, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, as is written in Al-Kafi from Abi Abdullah alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, we have three different types of dreams. Three different types of dreams. Al-ru'ya ala thalathat wujuh. We have three different types of dream. Bisharatun min Allah lil mu'min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a glad tiding. That is one type of a dream. And another one that is a warning from Satan, from Lucifer, from Shaytan. And the third one is Abghaf Ahlam. Probably if somebody ate a lot or somebody had blood pressure of some sort, he will have some form of a dream that is like a foam, doesn't have a meaning. These people, because they did not have that depth and knowledge about dreams, immediately they said, oh, you, oh, majesty, our king, Mr. King, this dream is أضغاث أحلام. It is the third kind. It is a negligent dream. It is a meaningless dream. And truly, we are not explainers of dreams. We don't know anything about a dream. But what happened? وَقَالَ الَّذِي نَجَى مِنْهُمَا. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately refers to the two prisoners that were with Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, and the one that was saved, he was saved, and the other one was killed. The one that was saved suddenly remembered. And he remembered after a long time. وَدَّكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّةٍ. After a long time, suddenly he remembered. And what did he say? He said, أَنَا آتِيكُمْ بِتَعْوِيلِهِ فَأَرْسِلُونَ فَأَرْسِلُونَ. I will give you, surely, with total trust and confidence, he said, I will let you know what is the meaning of this dream. Let me go to the prison. Sure enough, فَأَرْسِلُونَ. He went to the prison, and look how he identified Yusuf. He said, Yusuf ayyuha as-siddiq, subhanAllah. Even at that time, brothers, you know, this sentence kind of gives us, no matter where we are, even if we are in the middle of a corrupted society, virtue always comes to the top. Good deeds are always the ointment for everything. Yusuf ayyuha as-siddiq. Yusuf, oh you, the one with the virtue of truthfulness, of the truth. You always spoke the truth. You are as-siddiq. Now, mind you, he didn't say as-sadiq. He said as-siddiq. Means the one that the truth is his words. His tongue never speaks otherwise but the truth. He's not a truthful person, but a heavy duty in the truth. You know, Siddiq, we can't explain a lot of Arabic words except by few extra explanations. So Yusuf, ayyuha Siddiq. Iftitna, give us a fatwa, what is the meaning of Iftitna fi sab'i baqaratin siman يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخرى يابسات. Now we are reaching verse number 47 of Surah Yusuf. So, O Yusuf, you are the truthful one. You are the one who was characterized by truthfulness. Give us a fatwa for this dream. The one that has, the king dreamt, he dreamt that there were seven cows, fat and healthy, being ate by seven weak and thin ones, and seven plants being ate green and nice and healthy, being ate by the surrounded by another seven weak and dry, and they were eating the green ones. So I could go back to the people and tell them what the meaning of this dream, and I will teach them. Immediately Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he said, you will grow, you will plant 7 years as you used to. قَالَ تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ دَأَبًا. What happens is this. 7 years, you will plant as usual. And whatever you have harvested, he not only gives the meaning of the dream, but also the way how to save the other 7 years. He said, 7 years you will plant as usual. So therefore, and you will have a very good harvest. Whatever you harvested, let it in its case. دعوا في سنبله. فدروه في سنبله. Let it be there. Because if you do that, it will not be rotten. It is a form of an advice for them. Illa qalila, for only for a little that you eat, and the one that you would like to regrow. And then afterwards, you will have a very bad drought. ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ سَبْعٌ شِدَاد يَأْكُلْنَ مَا قَدَّمْتُمْ لَهُمْ. Then afterwards, there will be very harsh drought that everything will be ate and will be finished. Whatever even you have saved, it'll be finished. So, this is the meaning of this dream. Then after that, ثُمَّ يَأْتِي, ثُمَّ, then afterwards, the word ثُمَّ is for a little bit distance of time, ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسِ. Then after that 7 drought years, there will be another 7 years that people will be saved. A lot of ghayth, yughathu an-nas, a lot of ghayth, a lot of rain will come down. So you'll have a lot of water and you will have a very good years. وَفِيهِ يَعَصِرُونَ. Na'asr means you'll have a lot of juice. In other words, it will be an abundance of fruits, vegetables, and everything else as far as fruit is concerned. This translation, this exegesis, this tafsir of the dream reached the king. Subhanallah, as soon as this translation reached the king, the one that he had dreamt this dream, immediately he said, قَالَ الْمَلِكُ أَتُونِي بِهِ. Immediately he said, bring him to me. I guess he realized where the quality lies. He thought to himself, Subhanallah, yes, wow, this is the man that I need. This is knowledge. He not only explained my dream, but also he put a solution for it. And where is the man? He is in prison. So therefore, he said, go and bring him to me. قال الملك توني به. Go bring him. The messenger went to Yusuf. فلما جاءه الرسول. The messenger went to Yusuf. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. That means that the messenger asked Yusuf to go with him to the king. But did Yusuf go? Did Yusuf immediately, he said, yes, let me get out of prison. Did Yusuf was so anxious to leave that cell of his in the middle of the cold prison? No, he didn't. This is dignity. This is highness. Subhanallah. Brothers, some people are really, truly humans. Some people are not lured by this world. Yusuf knew, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, the caller is the king. But who is this king? Pharaoh, who is this Pharaoh? President, who is this president? He is another person like you and me. He needs to eat, he needs to sleep, he needs to drink, he gets tired, he gets sick, he gets diseased. He is just another person. It is only a title that he has. He is the king. Therefore, Yusuf said, no, I will stay. He said, go back. Go back to your Lord. Go back to your king. To do what? To ask him what? What was the demands of Yusuf? What did Yusuf know? What did he know about the future? Inshallah ta'ala, we will discuss that in the next session. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clear our hearts so we will understand the gleaming words of al-wahy al-ilahi, the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put us on His straight path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us with His good, pious people, Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, and His pure progeny. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahireen.